Good morning and welcome to Atlanta Chinese Christian Church North.
早上好，欢迎来到亚特兰大华人基督教会北堂。
We're glad that you have come to join our combined worship service this morning.
我们很高兴大家可以跟我们一起参加联合聚会。
So if you are new, please know that this is not our typical worship format.
如果你是第一次来到北堂呢，我只是想告诉你们说，我们平时并不是这样的。
So we typically do have two separate services, one in Chinese and one in English.
我们平时是有分开的中文跟英文的聚会。
Today, because of the summer retreat for the Chinese congregation and the youth group,
今天呢，因为我们有中文的夏令会，中文跟青少年的夏令会。
And that is why we are combining the Chinese and the English worship service together.
所以呢，我们就有联合的中英文的崇拜。
But once again, we want to welcome you.
好，那就欢迎大家。
As most of you know, that last year during our 10th anniversary,
大家知道去年当我们庆祝教会十年十周年纪念的时候
，The Advisory Council of Elders and Pastors. Share with the whole church our vision to make mature individuals, build strong families, and impact our community through discipleship.
我们的牧长会向大家报告了我们教会的意向，也就是说培养成熟的信徒，增进家庭，并且影响到我们周边的这个社区，这一切都是通过我们的门徒训练。
But unfortunately, I observe there are a lot of misunderstandings about what discipleship is.
但是很不幸，我发现我们对于这个门徒训练、门徒造就有很多的误解。
So this morning, I want to talk to you about understanding discipleship.
所以今天早上，我想跟大家分享一下如何我们理解我们的门徒训练。
So first of all, I'm going to share with you one very common misunderstanding of discipleship.
首先呢，我跟大家分享一个非常普遍的一种误解。
And this misunderstanding divides Christianity into at least three different levels.
那么这种误解呢，把我们基督徒的生活分成至少三种不同的层次。
So at the very bottom, you have level one. We would look at it as you start with the level of being a believer.
那么最底下呢，就是所谓的初级。那么在初级的阶段呢，大家觉得说我们就变成一个信徒。
And so this is your typical Christian.
那么这就是你的所平时见到的这种的基督徒。
Okay, this person may be a brand new Christian or maybe a long time Christian.
那么这个人也可能是刚刚信主的，也可能已经有很长一段时间了。
And this person may know a lot or just a little bit about Christianity.
这个人也许对我们基督教知道很多，也许所知不多。
And so, the key characteristic is that this person has made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ.
但是至少这个人呢，会公开的承认他有这个信仰，相信耶稣基督。
But the thing is that you don't see a lot of visible fruit, from this person because of his faith.
但是呢，这个人虽然他有他的信仰，但是你从他的身上呢？看不到很多信仰所结出的果子。
So sometimes we may call somebody like this a immature Christian or a carnal Christian.
所以有的时候我们管这个人叫一个不成熟的基督徒，甚至于说是一个属世的、属肉体的基督徒。
But the fact is that this person's life simply does not reflect a life being transformed by God.
但是从这个人的生命上面，我们并不看到说因为有神。同在而有的一种这个生命的改变。
And so this person's faith in Jesus Christ is really not making any difference in this person's life.
所以这个人的信仰在他的生命当中并没有产生任何的作用。
And I think if you think about all the Christians you know, you probably know a lot of people fall under this category.
那么你如果想想你所认识的基督徒的话，也许你认识很多这样的人。
And then we have the next level,the disciple.
那么下一个层次呢，就是门徒。
And so this is your committed Christian.
这些人呢是有委身的基督徒。
And this person is actively involved in the church.
这个人呢可能在教会当中非常的活跃。
So this person attends church regularly.
他 固定的会来到教会。
And this person invests time and money into the church.
那么他也会为教会奉献他的时间跟金钱。
This person even participates in discipleship training.
啊，他们甚至于参加门徒训练。
And so you can tell this person is very serious about the Christian faith.
那么你们可以知道说，这个人对于他的信仰是非常的。这个看重的。
This person seems to know Christianity very well.
他对于基督教有非常好的、深刻的认识。
And this person is committed to living the Christian life.
那么他也决定要用按基督徒的样式来生活。
And you can tell, all right, you know, this person is not perfect.
那么你也知道说这个人许他并不是十全十美。
But you admire such commitment because most of the Christians don't even make it to this level too.
但是呢，你也觉得说，你非常的欣赏这个人他的委身，因为大部分的基督徒，甚至于可能连这个都做不到。
And so once again, if you think about all the Christians you know, probably not too many people you would put them in this category.
那么，如果你去想一想你认识的基督徒的话，也许不会有太多的人是在这个层次上。
And then you have the next level, which is the saint.
那么下面就有再往上一个的这个层次，就是所谓的圣徒。
And so this is your super spiritual Christian.
啊，那么他们就是这个有超级的信仰的基督徒。
So in addition to being committed,
那么除了委身之外呢
，you see that this person constantly goes beyond and above what most of the Christians are willing to do.
那么你会发现这个人他们所做的所谓的比起这个通常的基督徒会更多。
And so even fewer people would make it to this level.
那么能够达到这个层次的人自然就更少。
And so once again, if you think about all of the Christians you know, you probably cannot think of anyone who belong to this category.
那么当你想象一下你身边的基督徒的话，也许你甚至于想不到有任何的一个是可以达到这个层次的。
And so here we have a very simple progression of the Christian life.
那么根据这个看法呢，我们的基督徒生活是一个直线的一个进步的一个过程。
Right, so you advance from one level of spirituality to the next level depending on how committed you are and how holy you are.
那么你从一个层次进入另一个层次，是取决于说你是多么的委身，多么的圣洁。
And this makes a lot of sense to most of us.
那么很多人都会觉得说，这个应该是蛮对的。
Because we see this in our lives all the time.
因为我们在我们的生活中看到的就是这样。
The students, you think about your studies.
如果你是个学生的话，你想想你的学习。
Right, what kind of grades you get and what kind of college or graduate school you get into depends on how hard you work.
那么你的成绩如何，以及将来说你会去上一个什么样的大学，都是取决于说你学习有多么的努力。
And even for those of us who are working, we see this with our work too.
那么我们上班的人，我们在我们的工作场合所看到的也是这样的。
Now, how high your position is and how big your paycheck is also depends on how hard you work.
你的职位跟你的这个薪水都是取决于你的工作有多么的努力。
And so when it comes to our Christian life, we naturally take this kind of mentality into Christianity.
那么当我们想到基督徒生活的时候呢，我们很自然的就会把这种心态带到我们的看法当中。
But please remember, I told you in the very beginning, this is a misunderstanding of discipleship.
但是你如果还记得的话，一开始我讲到说这个是一种误解。
So this picture here is wrong.
所以你们看到的这个图画是错的。
So what is wrong with this view of Christianity?
那么它错在哪里呢？
Well, first and foremost,
首先
the Bible simply does not teach this view.
圣经上从来没有教导我们有这样的一个看法。
The Bible never describes for us there are three levels of Christianity.
圣经从来没有教导我们说基督徒有三种不同的层次。
Because the Bible never splits our Christian life into three different levels.
圣经并不会把我们的基督徒生活割裂到三个不同的层次。
Now, this is not to say the Bible does not use these three terms to describe the Christian life.
我们并不是说圣经里面没有用过这三个术语。
The Bible does.
圣经的确有用这样的术语。
But the relationship between these three terms is not a linear progression.
但是在圣经当中，这三个术语它们所代表的，并不是一种直线的上升的这样一个形态。
And I will explain this a little bit further in a few minutes.
那么等一下我会再稍微更多的解释一点。
Now the second reason this view is wrong.
那么这个是一种错误的看法。第二个原因呢？
Because this view creates a false division within Christianity.
是因为它把我们的这个基督徒的生活当中啊。加入了一种人为的分裂或者分割。
Because we put people into these levels that we made up.
我们人为的产生出这些的层次，然后把人就放在这些层次里面。
And typically, those people who think they're in the higher level, they cultivate this sense of pride.
那么有些人呢，也许你把它放在这个最高的这个层次里面呢，他们不免会有一些的骄傲。
And they typically will look down those who are in the lower level.
那么他们对于更低层次的人或许会略微有一些看不起。
So somebody who thinks he or she is a disciple.
所以比如说有个人觉得他自己是一个门徒的话。
They will think, look, I'm better than you are because I'm more committed.
他会觉得说，我比你好一点，因为我比较有更多的委身。
Look at you.
看看你。
You have to be more committed.
你必须要更加的委身才行啊。
Or maybe someone who thinks he or she is a saint.
或者也有人觉得自己是一个圣徒。
Well, I'm better than all of you.
他就说我比你们都好。
Look at my life is so holy.
你们看看我的生活多么的纯洁。
You guys need to be more holy.
你们都要像我一样圣洁才对啊。
But you see, this kind of division is exactly what the Bible warns us not to do.
但是大家知道说圣经非常明确地告诉我们不要把我们的生活进行这样的割裂。
Now, finally, this view also makes Christianity a man-centered and work-based religion.
最后呢，这种的分割呢，也是把我们的这个基督教信仰变成一个以人为中心的一种宗教。
So how committed you are?
举个例子来讲，你有多么的委身。
How hard you want to try?
你愿意有多大的努力
？And how high of a level you want to climb？
还有说你愿意达到多高的一个层次
？It's all up to you, and it's all about you.
这个都是由你的决定，就是关于你的。
And you see, this false understanding of Christian life makes Christian growth optional.
那么这种想法呢，就会错误的想法呢，就会使我们的基督徒的这个生命的成长变成是一种非必须的。一种可选择的东西。
Because you think about this with me for a moment.
那么我们大家来想一想。
What is the end result for each of these three levels?
我们最后的每一个层次最后的结局会是怎么样？
See, as a believer, you get into heaven, right?
如果你是一个信徒的话，你会进天堂。
As a disciple, you also get into heaven, right?
如果你是一个门徒，你也会进天堂。
And as a saint, you also get into heaven, right?
如果你是一个圣徒的话，你也会进天堂。
And so we're Chinese people, we're very smart.
我们中国人都是很聪明的。
And so we're thinking,
那么根据我们的想法呢
,Now if we all get into heaven,
如果我们最后大家都进天堂的话呢
,then maybe I should put in the minimum effort and get the maximum benefit, right?
也许我应该用最少的投入达到最高的效果。
So why bother to work my way up to disciple or saint when as a believer I get the same benefit?
如果我是一个信徒就可以进天堂的话，我为什么要花这么大努力再去当门徒，再去当圣徒呢？
And that is why you will find that most of the Christians, they have no incentive to become more committed or live a holy life.
这就是说你们知道说为什么很多基督徒他们并不觉得说有一种需要去更加的委身，过一个更加圣洁的生活。
And that is why they don't think that discipleship is for everybody.
这也是为什么他们觉得门徒训练并不是说每个人都要参加的。
Why should I spend more time and make more effort and move up to level two when I get the same benefit staying at level one?
我如果在初级就可以得到同样的这个好处的话，为什么我花这么大的力气去进入到中级呢？
And that's why many people feel like, hey, you know, as long as I believe and I get to go to heaven, that's fine.
所以很多人觉得说，只要我信了，将来可以进天堂，这就是我所需要的一切。
I don't want to be a disciple.
我并不想当一个门徒。
And I definitely don't want to be a saint.
更不要提圣徒了。
You see, this view is not only not biblical.
但是大家知道说这种看法不仅是不符合圣经的。
It creates division and causes some people to be prideful.
它同时也造成了教会的分裂和一些人的骄傲。
And it gives other people a false sense of security.
它也给其他的一些人带来了一种这个不切实际的安全感。
And that is why this view is so dangerous.
这就是为什么这样的一种看法是非常危险的。
Now if the Bible doesn't teach this view,
那么如果说圣经没有教导我们这样的一种模式的话，
then what does the Bible teach?
那圣经教导的到底是什么呢？
So instead of teaching three levels of Christianity,
圣经教导的并不是三个不同的层次。
The Bible uses these three terms to describe three aspects of the Christian life.
圣经实际上用的这三个字表现所要表达的是基督徒生活当中的三个方面。
So every word emphasizes one aspect of the Christian life.
那么这个每一个字他们都有一个侧重点。
And so if you are a Christian,
如果你是一个基督徒的话，
you are a believer and a disciple and a saint.
那么你又是信徒又是门徒又是圣徒。
So the word believer emphasizes what you believe.
那么这个信徒他所强调的是说你相信的到底是什么？
Jesus is the Christ.
耶稣就是基督。
He is the Son of God.
他是上帝的儿子。
And he is the only Savior for all of us.
他是我们唯一的救主。
And the word disciples emphasizes on what you do.
那么这个门徒这个字呢所强调的是我们的行动。
Are you following Jesus?
我们是不是在跟随耶稣？
Are you doing things God's way?
你是不是按上帝的方式在做事情？
And the word saint emphasizes how you live.
那么圣徒这个字呢，它的强调点是你如何过生活。
Have you set yourself apart for God's purpose?
你是不是把自己圣洁为圣？
And are you living a holy life that is pleasing to God?
你是不是过了一个圣洁的生活？
And so instead of climbing the spiritual ladder,
所以呢，我们不是说我们要这样像爬楼梯一样一级一级一级的往上爬。
A Christian is all three simultaneously based on God's grace, not on our effort.
反而我们基督徒的生活是三者同时都要在我们身上体现，这一切都是借着神的恩典，不是靠我们自己。
And so we don't move from one level to the next based on our effort and our hard work.
我们不能从一级爬到另一级靠我们自己的努力。
Spiritual growth is not optional.
属灵的成长不是一个选择性的东西。
Rather, the Bible tells us that genuine faith in Jesus Christ will bring about growth in our belief, action, and lifestyle.
反而圣经告诉我们说，我们如果是在基督里的话，我们的属灵的生活会给我们带来我们生命的改变。
And so this kind of growth is one of the evidences of a genuine faith.
所以这种的成长实际上是我们的一个信心的信仰的一个证明。
And so because a Christian is a disciple automatically,
那么因为我们是基督徒的话，我们自然就是成为一个门徒。
And that tells us discipleship is not optional.
它告诉我们说我们的门徒训练并不是说是一个可以选择参加的东西。
And that's exactly what the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 28.
这个就是马太福音二十八章所告诉我们的。
In verses 18 and 20, the Bible tells us that Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you."
马太福音说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
Now this is a command.
这是一个命令。
And so this is not optional.
所以这个不是一个可以选择的东西。
Every one of us, if we claim to believe in Jesus, we are disciples of Jesus Christ.
所以如果说我们声称我们相信耶稣的话，我们就是他的门徒。
Now for example, The Bible teaches that we are to grow in what we believe.
举个例子来讲说，圣经教导我们说我们要在信仰当中成长。
And so we can always give an answer to those people who inquire about our Christian faith.
这样如果有人问我们信仰的话，我们就可以随时的去解答他们。
Look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15.
我们看彼得前书3章15节。
Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，回答个人。
And so are you growing in your knowledge and understanding of Christianity?
所以你对于我们信仰的认识有没有在成长？
Do you have a desire to learn?
你有没有一个要学习的这种热心？
Are you prepared to answer questions about Christianity?
你有没有常常做好准备来回答一些问题？
Do you know why you believe what you believe?
你知不知道你为什么要相信你所相信的那个东西？
And are you getting better at explaining to people who have questions about Christianity?
当你解答别人关于基督教的问题的时候，你答案有没有变得越来越好？
And you see, learning and understanding about our Christian faith is not an option.
可见学习跟理解我们的信仰并不是一个选择题。
This is one of the signs of a genuine faith.
这是一个真正信仰的一个证明。
And this is the believer aspect of Christianity.
这就是我们在这个基督徒生活当中我们所做信徒的这一方面。
And so discipleship is anything and everything we do to help us to grow in our belief.
所以门徒训练是让我们在这个信仰当中有 更多的认识, 更多的成长。
The Bible also tells us that if we claim to believe in God, but our faith in God is not making any difference, then our faith is fake and is useless.
圣经也告诉我们说, 假如说我们声称自己是基督徒, 但是如果这个信仰在我们的生命当中, 没有起任何作用的话, 那我们的信心是假的, 也是没有用的。
Look at James chapter 2, verse 17.
在雅各书2章17节。
So in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead.
信心若没有行为就是死的。
So if you claim to be to believe in Jesus, is your faith in Jesus making any difference in your life?
所以说如果你声称自己是一个基督徒，也就是说是一个信徒的话, 那么这个信仰在你的生命当中有没有造成任何的改变?
Are you doing what God is telling you to do?
你有没有在做神所叫你去做的东西?
Are you following Jesus in your life?
你在生命中有没有跟随耶稣?
Can people tell by what you do that you actually believe in Jesus?
从你所做的一切, 别人是否可以看得出来说你是一个相信神的人?
Can people tell that you are a Christian because of how you live?
从你的生活当中, 别人是否可以看出来你是个基督徒?
And so putting our faith in action is not an option.
所以把我们的信仰转换成行动也不是一个选择题。
And so growing in trusting and obeying God is a sign of a genuine faith.
所以在我们的信仰当中有灵命的长进, 这个也是我们的一个信仰的一个证明。
And so this is the disciple aspect of Christianity.
所以这个呢是我们的门徒方面在我们的生活中的应该做的。
And so discipleship is anything and everything we do to help us live out our Christian faith.
所以门徒训练其实就是说在我们的生命当中的任何一件事情上，我们都要活得出基督徒的样式来。
Now the Bible also tells us that we are to be holy because God is holy.
圣经也告诉我们说我们要圣洁，因为神他自己是圣洁的。
Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 15 and 16.
我们看一下彼得前书第一章15到16节。
So be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy because I am holy.
你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
So do you want to be holy?
所以你是否希望变成圣洁？
Do you desire to live a holy life?
你有没有这样的一个渴望去过圣洁的生活？
Do you earnestly seek to do things in a godly manner?
你是不是渴望说自己做的任何的事情都有神的形象在里面？
Are you choosing God's way over your way in everything you do?
你所做的任何一件事情，你都是不是都在用上帝的方法，而不是你自己的方法？
Do you strive to please God and be like God in your life?
你是不是在你的生活当中 求神喜悦，也求自己活得更像神。
So once again, holiness is not an option.
所以这个成为圣徒也不是一个可选择的东西。
It is another sign of a genuine faith.
它是我们真正的信仰的另外的一个证明。
And so this is the saint aspect of Christianity.
那么这个就是我们在信仰当中的这个圣徒的这个方面。
So discipleship is anything and everything we do to help us live a holy life.
所以我们所说的这个门徒和门徒训练，其实讲的就是说我们在生活中的每一件事情上，我们都要过一个圣洁的生活。
And so because of the misunderstanding I have described for you earlier,
那么因为刚才我所讲的这些误解呢？
A lot of people want to follow Jesus for the wrong reasons.
很多人他们愿意跟随耶稣，但是他们是因为一个错误的原因来跟随耶稣。
And this is nothing new.
那其实这个也不是今天才有的事。
Because earlier we read from Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 22.
刚才我们在读马太福音第八章的时候呢。
And we saw that even back in the first century, people didn't have the right view of what it means to follow Jesus.
我们看到即使在初世纪，那么人们也是有一些错误的原因来跟随耶稣。
And so with the remaining time, let's look at Matthew chapter 8, verses 18 through 22 one more time.
那么下面的时间呢，我们再来看一下马太福音的八章十八到二十二节。
And let us use this passage to even examine our own hearts about why do we follow Jesus.
那么我们在看的时候呢，我们也请用这一段的圣经作为一个工具来帮助我们自己来审查一下我们自己的跟随耶稣的原因。
And so in Matthew chapter 8,verse 18, we see that Jesus' popularity was growing and he was attracting a lot of people to him.
那么在第八章十八节的时候，我们会发现说耶稣他受人的欢迎和爱戴日渐增长，所以很多人为了这个原因来跟随他。
And so here the Bible tells us many people were gathering and so much so there were so many people crowding him, Jesus wanted to get away from them.
那么圣经告诉我们说，那个时候有这么多的人想要跟随他，人太多了，以至于说耶稣必须离开他们。
So why was Jesus so popular, and how come he was attracting so many people?
那么为什么他这么受欢迎？为什么他会吸引这么多的人
？Now Matthew chapter 4 gives us a glimpse of why.
那么马太福音第四章可以给我们一个很好的一个切入点。
Verses 23 through 25 says this, that Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain and demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the regions across the Jordan followed him.
那么在这一段圣经里面呢，告诉我们说，耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症，他的名声就传遍了叙利亚。那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们。当下有许多人从加利利、底加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。
Now, I want you to notice the Bible here tells us that Jesus was doing a couple things.
那么从这里我们看到说圣经告诉我们耶稣做了一些事情。
First of all, first and foremost, he was doing a lot of teaching.
首先他做了很多的教导。
And then second and, is doing a lot of healing.
那么第二点来讲呢，他也做了很多的医治。
But notice the Bible tells us that people crowded around Jesus not because of his teaching.
可是你们看到说，圣经里告诉我们，这些人成群结队来跟随他，并不是为了他的教导而来的。
They wanted to be with him because of what he could do for them.
他们跟随他是因为知道说他可以为他们做什么事情。
Jesus could heal all of the difficult diseases.
耶稣可以治各样的疑难疾病。
He had the power to cast out demons.
他也有赶鬼的这个权柄。
And so when people heard that he has these abilities, they all came to see him.
那么当人们听说耶稣有这样能力的时候，他们就都跑过来跟随他，来见他。
And the Bible tells us not only that, a lot of them started to follow Jesus.
那么圣经也告诉我们，他们不仅是过来，他们当中的一些人也开始来跟随耶稣。
When they hear, hey, you know what, tomorrow Jesus is going to that place.
当他们听说明天耶稣会跑到那个地方去的时候
，And so they all say, "Hey, well then, let's follow him and let's go to that place."
他们就说那我们就跟着他，我们跟着他一起去那个地方吧。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because it's a very trendy kind of thing to do.
因为这是一个很时髦的东西。
Because when you follow Jesus, you get to see Jesus do miracles.
你如果跟着他的话，你可以看到他行各样的神迹。
And who knows what he's going to do next, right?
谁知道他下一个神迹会是什么呢？
So let's all go and see.
那我们一起去跟着看吧。
And so you see, Jesus was not naive about why people followed him.
那么我们知道说耶稣对于说人为什么跟他，他一点都不天真。
Because in the next few verses, Jesus addresses two of the most common misconceptions about following Jesus.
那么在下面的几节圣经当中呢，耶稣会对于一些跟随他的错误的原因，他会给出一个答案。
And so first of all, in Matthew chapter 8, verses 19 and 20, we see Jesus address a common misunderstanding about discipleship.
所以我们看到这个马太福音第八章十九二十节的时候，耶稣会对于这个跟随他的门徒的当中的一个非常普遍的原因，他给出了答案。
And this misunderstanding is that many of us think if I follow Jesus, then I can get something good in return.
那么这个很多人想说，我们如果跟随耶稣的话，我们就会得到一些好处。
Hey, it's almost like, hey, Hu Wei, I'm going to scratch your back.
就好像说，胡伟，我来帮你抓抓背。
Now I've done that for you, can you scratch my back?
那么我帮你做了，你是不是也可以帮我抓抓背？
Okay, so we feel like, hey, you know, God, I'm going to invest time in you.
就好像说，神啊，我要在你的身上投资我的时间。
And so you ought to bless me something in return.
那么你一定要对我赐福作为回报。
Right, that's only a fair trade, right?
只有这样才比较公平嘛。
And so in this passage, we see that among the crowd, there was a teacher of the law.
那么我们看到说这里面有一个文士。
Now in the first century, he would have been a very well-educated person.
那么在初世纪呢，这种人他们是受过高等教育的人。
He was especially trained to copy, interpret, and teach the scriptures.
那么他们受过特别的训练，他们可以抄写圣经，解释圣经，并且教导圣经。
And so in a time where the majority of the population could not read and write,
那时候大部分的人甚至于都不识字。
And only a small group of people have access to the sacred scripture.
所以只有很小一部分的人，他们才于对圣经，他们有这个接触。
Now this would have made this teacher of the law a social elite and a very respectable man of God.
所以这个人呢，在那个时代呢，是一个非常受尊敬的一个社会精英。
But you know, just like in our Chinese culture,
就好像我们中国的文化一样。
You can have very high degree.
你也许有一个很高的学位。
And you can be well respected.
然后大家都会尊敬你。
Right, but if you study and if your degree is in the wrong major, you don't get to make a lot of money, right?
可是呢，如果你学的这专业很偏僻的话呢，也许你不会挣很多的钱。
And so for the teacher of the law is the same thing.
那么对于文士来讲也是同样的。
Okay, and so maybe that was why he came to Jesus and said, "Hey, Jesus, I want to follow you."
也许这就是为什么他跑到耶稣这边来说，耶稣啊，我要跟随你。
Because he saw, wow, you know, Jesus can draw such a huge crowd.
因为他看到，哦，耶稣可以吸引这么多的人来。
And look at what he can do.
然后你看看他可以做什么。
I mean, think about how much money you can charge for having people come to your gathering, right?
如果你想想，你可以收。这么多的人，你可以收多少钱的话
？See, like you know, we have maybe 150 to 200 people this morning.
我们今天也许只有大概150到200人在这里。
Right, so if I just charge you guys $5 per person,
如果我们就收一人五块钱好了。
Right, that would make some money, right?
那是很多钱了。
And you can imagine he can think about, wow, you know, imagine how much I can charge people if I were to heal their diseases.
他想说，如果我可以医病的话，那我这个可以收的钱可能就更多了。
And we see actually a lot of Christian evangelists they do that today.
今天其实是很多福音派的基督徒，他们也做同样的事情。
They would put together these crusades.
他们会有这种宣道大会。
And they would charge a lot of money.
然后他们会收钱。
And so you can go, and maybe they will lay hands on you and heal you.
那么你去的话，也许他们会按手为你祷告，甚至于祷告以后你的病会好。
And so it's the same kind of mentality even back then.
所以即使在那个的时候，他们有同样的心态。
But Jesus challenged this man.
可是呢，耶稣对这个人提出了一个挑战。
Now if you think by following me that will guarantee you a comfortable and secure life,
你如果觉得跟随我会有一个舒服的安逸的生活的话呢
，then you are very much mistaken.
那你就错了。
Because Jesus answered, look, even the wild animals would have a more stable life than me.
耶稣告诉他说，即使是野生动物，他们的生活也比我的更加安定。
So let me ask you today, why do you follow Jesus?
那我来问问你，今天你为什么要跟随耶稣？
See, today, in order to convince people to believe and follow Jesus, we promise them all kinds of good stuff.
今天当我们要说服一个人相信耶稣的话，我们会这个许诺他很多的好处。
Right, we tell them you believe in Jesus, you will have peace and joy.
我们告诉他说，你信了耶稣就会有平安与喜乐。
You have purpose and direction in your life.
你还会有生命的方向。
You have comfort and security.
你还会有这个安逸跟舒适。
But student, you will get good grades.
如果你是个学生的话，你会有很好的成绩。
If you're sick, God will heal you.
如果你生病的话，神会医治你。
If you're working, God will give you a promotion.
如果你上班的话，神会给你一个晋级。
What a good deal, right?
多好啊。
Of course, I'll follow Jesus.
那我当然要跟随耶稣。
Right? And so we tell people, follow Jesus, then you will have your best life.
然后我们身边的人讲说，你如果跟随耶稣的话，你就会得到最好的生命。
Right? God will help you to become more successful.
然后呢，神会帮助你更加的成功。
You will enjoy health and prosperity.
然后呢，你会有健康跟有财富。
That sounds great, right?
然后听起来好像很好。
Well, the only problem is that the Bible doesn't teach that.
唯一的问题是圣经并没有告诉我们这些。
Jesus never promised us a life of comfort and security.
耶稣从来没有应许给我们一个舒适安逸的生活。
No fame and no popularity.
没有很多的人跟着你，也从来也不会有很多的受欢迎度。
And no success and no significance.
也不会成功，也不会变得很重要。
Not only did Jesus not promise us all of these good things that we tend to promise other people.
耶稣不仅没有许诺我们这些我们经常告诉别人的东西。
Jesus actually promises some very horrible things.
实际上他真正的许诺是一些很可怕的东西。
Because of time, let me just show you a few, okay?
我现在就跟你们分享其中的一些。
Look at Matthew chapter 10.
你们看一看马太福音第十章。
All men will hate you because of me.
你们要为我的名被众人恨恶。
And when you are persecuted in one place, flee to another.
有人在这城里逼迫你们的话，你们就逃到那城里去。
And a student is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master.
学生不能高过先生，仆人也不能高过主人。
And Jesus here is saying, look, if we are his disciples, if we are his students, and if we are his servants, then whatever happened to him is going to happen to us.
耶稣实在是告诉我们说，如果我们是他的学生，是他的门徒，是他的仆人的话，那么在他身上所发生的一切也会发生在我们的身上。
Now you guys remember what happened to Jesus, right?
你们都还记得耶稣所经历的是什么吧？
Yeah, he enjoyed popularity for a while.
的确，他曾经是有一段时间是很受欢迎的。
And then he got betrayed.
然后就有人出卖了他。
He was rejected.
然后大家就厌弃了他。
He was hated by all.
然后大家都恨恶他。
And then he was crucified.
然后就把他钉在了十字架上。
And Jesus said, "Look, if this happened to me, be prepared that this may happen to you too."
耶稣实在是说，如果这些都发生在我身上的话，那你们也要做好准备，因为也会发生在你们身上。
Now, how many of us, when we share the gospel, we share with them to prepare for the cost of discipleship?
那么，当我们传福音的时候，我们当时多少人说，请你要做好准备，因为做门徒是要付代价的。
Of course, we don't do that, right?
我们当然不做这个。
We don't want to scare them away from believing and following Jesus.
我们不要把人都吓跑。
And so we promise them all the good stuff.
所以我们就许诺他们很多好的东西。
Right? And so, like a good salesperson, you know, sometimes we even exaggerate.
就像一个好的销售员一样，我们有的时候甚至会稍微夸张一点。
Right? We promise people what God has never promised.
所以我们就许诺他们这些东西，其实是神都没有许诺给我们的。
But notice in our passage this morning, Jesus did not do what we would typically do.
可是你们要看到今天早上经文里面，耶稣并没有像我们经常做的这样去做。
Jesus didn't say, "Wow, look, a teacher of the law wants to follow me."
耶稣并没有说，哦，你们看，有一个文士，居然他要来跟随我。
I mean, you know, he's so well educated and so well respected.
他是受过这么好的教育，这么的受尊敬。
I got to treat him well and treat him better.
所以我一定要对他好一点。
No, Jesus said, "Hey, you think twice before you think about following me."
耶稣说的是，不，你要仔细想一想，想清楚再来跟随我。
So you see, Jesus often challenged those who want to follow him to think about it. Make sure you understand what is involved.
所以在他允许别人跟随他之前，他首先要挑战他们，然后让他们想清楚代价，再来跟随他。
Now, how many of us today we believed in Jesus because we think that, hey, you know, if I believe in Jesus, then I'll get something good in return?
我们当中多少人，我们今天在想说，我们相信耶稣，然后呢，因为相信就会有一些好东西发生在我们身上。
I trust that if that was your reason for following Jesus, you probably have been pretty disappointed.
如果你这个是你跟随耶稣的原因的话，也许你非常的失望。
Now, in the remaining two verses, Jesus addresses another common misunderstanding about discipleship.
那么下面的两节圣经呢，耶稣对提出另外一个经常是跟随他的一个错误的原因。
And this is what I have mentioned earlier. Many of us think of following Jesus as something not important, optional.
这就是我们刚才所提到的，很多人觉得说跟随耶稣是一个是我们愿意去做的一个可以有选择性的事情。
We think that is something I will do only if I have time and if it is convenient.
所以觉得说这个是当我有时间方便的时候，我就去做。
And so in these two verses, verses 21 and 22,
那么在21跟22两节圣经里面呢,
so unlike the previous encounter with the teacher of the law,
跟刚才的这个文士的这个遭遇略有不同。
Here we have someone who apparently has been following Jesus for a while. That's why the Bible says this is a disciple.
这个人呢，显然已经跟了耶稣一段时间了，所以圣经说这个人是一个门徒。
And then he asked Jesus, "Hey Jesus, can I take a leave of absence because this is something that I need to go and do?"
这个人就对耶稣说，耶稣啊，我可不可以请一段时间的假，因为有件事情我要去做。
And that is to bury his father.
那么就是要去埋葬他的父亲。
And so at first glance, we would think, wow, Jesus' response is so harsh and so unreasonable.
我们初看的话，我们会觉得说耶稣的回答怎么这么的不近人情。
And so upon further study, my research shows me that this man's words actually mean something different than what we usually think.
但是呢，当我对这段经文做了一定的研究的时候呢，我发现这个人讲的这个事情跟我们的理解可能略有不同。
So this was a typical way back then for people to talk about, hey, even though my father is not dead yet, okay, but I need to wait until he dies in order to get my inheritance.
在那时候有一个社会的风俗，就是说虽然一个人的父亲可能还没有去世，但是做子女的必须在那里等待。 等待到他死了以后埋葬，他才可以得到他的遗产。
And so he wasn't saying, "Look, Jesus, my father just passed away. You know, please let me go home and go to the funeral."
所以他的意思并不是说，耶稣啊，我的父亲才去世，请让我去参加他的葬礼。
He was actually saying, "Look, Jesus, I know following you is a good thing."
他其实是想说，耶稣啊，我知道跟随你是一件很好的事情。
But I have something more important that I need to attend to right now.
但是我有一件更重要的事情，我必须去处理。
And that is, I need to look out for my inheritance.
那就是说我必须等待我的遗产。
Okay, so I don't know how much longer it would take for my father to die.
我也不知道我的父亲还会再活多久。
But after he dies and I get my money,
但是当他死了以后，当我得到了我的钱的话,
then I will come and follow you.
然后我就回来跟随你。
And so such a request to delay following Jesus,
那么这种对于跟随耶稣的一种要 等待的这种请求
It really is a reflection that, hey, Jesus following you is really not that important right now.
实际上他们在说的是，耶稣啊，跟随你对于我来讲现在并不是那么重要。
I have more important things to do.
我有更加重要的事情要去做。
And that's why Jesus challenged him to get his priority straight.
这是为什么耶稣挑战他说要把他的这个 生命的重点要把它放对来。
Nothing should be more important than having a right relationship with God.
那么，比起说跟神有一个正确的关系来讲， 没有其他任何事情是更加重要的。
I think a lot of us today, we put off following Jesus just like this man.
我相信今天我们很多人也是把我们跟随耶稣的事情 要把它一言再言，把它延后。
How many times have you heard people respond this way?
你是不是有听过人们这样讲？
Maybe some of us have used this in the past.
也许甚至于我们在座的可能过去也这样讲过。
Right, I will believe in Jesus later.
啊, 我会慢慢的将来会去信耶稣的。
Or I will serve God later.
或者说以后我会再去侍奉神。
Right, let me do this and that first.
啊，我们先做这个，再做那个。
Okay, let me enjoy my life first.
然后呢，我享受一下生活。
When I have enough fun.
啊。当我这个已经都享受过了以后
，Then I'll come and believe in Jesus.
然后我会来相信耶稣。
Let me make enough money first.
啊，我先要多赚一点钱。
And when my life is set,
然后呢，当我的这个生活安定了以后
，I'm retired. I have more time.
然后呢，我会退休，我有更多的时间。
Then I'll come and serve God.
然后我会来侍奉神。
Right? We all do that.
啊，我们可能都做过这件事情。
You see, the problem is that we're assuming we're going to live a long time.
但是呢。当你这样想的时候呢，你其实有个假设，就是说你会活得很久。
Now I think a few weeks ago, a lot of us heard a shocking news.
但是呢，几周以前，我想大家都听到了一个很震惊的一件事情。
Right, a lady was struck dead in her car while trying to wait out a thunderstorm.
那么我们知道说有一位姐妹，当她在坐在车里面，想说要这个等待一个暴风雨过去的时候。
So please don't mistake it that you have all the time in the world to follow Jesus.
所以他就被那个树打到了。所以你们千万不能假设说你们会有这么多的时间来等待。
You don't.
你没有的。
You know, just like when you go to a supermarket and you buy food, right? On every package, there is an expiration day.
就好像你去随便一个超市买东西的时候，他们上面都有一个过期的日子。
Did you know that on every one of us, there is an expiration day?
你知不知道我们的每个人，其实我们的身上也都刻着一个过期的日子。
And don't try to look it up, you won't be able to find it, okay?
你不要在身上找，因为你找不到的。
But God knows when your time is up.
但是上帝知道说你的这个日子到底是什么时候。
But we don't.
但是我们不知道。
So when you still have time, believe and follow Jesus now.
所以你如果还有时间的话，你现在就要来跟随耶稣。
And I know I've talked for a long time, so I'm going to wrap it up.
啊，我已经讲了很久了，所以现在赶快。
We're going to pass the next two slides.
那么我们就跳过两页的这个。
But I want to summarize by saying, so why should we follow Jesus?
那么作为总结，我们到底为什么要跟随耶稣？
It's very simple. The Bible says we are all lost and we're going to die in our sins.
因为圣经说我们都如羊迷路，我们会在最终死亡。
The only person who can save us from our sins and put us on the path of righteousness is Jesus Christ.
能够把我们从最终解救出来，然后帮领我们走上正路的唯一的人就是耶稣基督。
And that is the bottom line.
这个就是最基本的。
Right? Most of us are in business.
我们大家可能都是在做生意。
We all look at the bottom line. Give me the bottom line.
我们都会看到说我们最后的结果是怎么样。
And this is the bottom line, my friends.
这个就是最基本的。
You either believe in Jesus and get saved, or you die in your sin and you go to hell.
你或者相信耶稣，然后得到生命，或者呢你就在最终死去。
I know this is not a popular saying.
这个并不是一个很受欢迎的一句话。
And I'm not here to make you feel better.
但是我的任务在这里不是说让你感觉更好。
As a pastor, my job is to tell you God's truth.
作为牧师我的任务是告诉你真理。
If you don't like it, that's not my problem.
如果你要是不喜欢的话，这个不是我的问题。
You take it up with God, okay?
你自己去跟上帝去争辩吧。
But you don't have all the time in the world.
但是你在这个世界上并没有这么多的时间。
Follow Jesus because you need a savior.
跟随耶稣，因为你需要一个救主。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the truth in your word.
神啊，我们感谢你话语当中的真理。
We know that the truth does not always make us feel better or good.
我们知道说你的真道并不时时让我们感觉更好。
But your truth is exactly what we need to hear.
但是你的真道。的确是我们需要听到的。
So turn our hearts towards you.
求你转变我们的心。
Help us to examine our relationship with you.
让我们审视我们跟你的关系。
May we follow your son Jesus Christ for the right reason.
让我们为了正确的原因跟随你的儿子耶稣基督。
And may we follow your son Jesus Christ without any delay or excuse.
让我们毫不迟延的来跟随耶稣基督。
Lead us on the path of righteousness.
请你引领我们走正确的道路。
Help us to grow.
帮助我们成长,
so we can be confident of having a genuine relationship with you.
这样我们可以说有信心我们有一个真实的关系。
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠,天父的慈爱,还有圣灵的感动,常常与我众弟兄姐妹同在。 May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the unchanging love from our Heavenly Father, and the presence and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.